If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Thanks to tax reform, American businesses have opened doors across our communities, investing in manufacturing, workers, and equipment, spurring millions of new jobs with higher wages and better training, and setting a new record high in corporate taxes paid to the U.S. government. America's businesses open doors. Tell Congress to keep the door of opportunity open. Protect and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Sensation Salad, only at Zaxby's.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTrako Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. Ghana's telecom industry is set for a shakeup as the National Communications Authority, NCA, prepares to regulate how often mobile network operators can adjust their tariffs. This move comes specifically in response to the dominance of MTN Ghana, designated as a significant market power in 2020. More in this report.
The National Communications Authority prepares to regulate how often mobile money operators can adjust their tariffs. This move comes specifically in response to the dominance of MTN Ghana, designated as a significant market power in 2020. Traditionally, the NCA has allowed mobile money network operators to set their prices. However, MTN's market share exceeding 75% across voice, data, SMS, mobile money, and revenue has triggered intervention under Section 25 of the Electronic Communications Act, Act 775. This section empowers the NCA to regulate prices when a single dominant player engages in anti-competitive practices.
A Business Desk report. Now, government borrowed 24 billion cedis via treasury bills in February 2024, 29.3% higher than its target. This follows strong investor appetite and softening yield quotes. Here's more in this report.
Investors submitted total bids worth 24.1 billion cedis, while accepted bids were valued at 24 billion cedis. This sustained the government's quest to build a buffer for future auction shortfall, as indicated in the 2024 budget. Indeed, the government has exceeded its two-month target cumulatively by 12.4 billion cedis. This puts it on course to meet its 2024 target buffer of 31.8 billion cedis. Meanwhile, yields fell sharply in February 2024 as the strong money market liquidity outweighed any upside risk from the unexpected uptick in the January 2024 inflation. The 91-day yield eased by 131 basis points month-on-month to 27.3%.
A Business Desk report. Now, the Ministry of Finance is warning that the country risks losing more than $3 billion in World Bank support and other funding from Ghana's donors if President Akufo-Addo goes ahead to sign the Proper Human Sexual Rights and Ghanaian Family Values Bill into law. There is more in this report.
This was captured in a circular issued by the Finance Ministry to the President, which seeks to assess the impact of this bill on Ghana's economy. The ministry, for instance, says a total amount of money that Ghana could lose this year could be pegged at around $3.8 billion. The immediate one will be the current $300 million before Parliament for consideration for approval. The ministry, for instance, is also worried about how this may even affect the current negotiations with the external creditors in Ghana's attempt to restructure this debt. The finance ministry has also cited the possible impact on Ghana's program with the IMF, projects supported the African Development Bank, and even other donors from the European Union. The Ministry of Finance was, however, quick to add that if Ghana wants to go ahead and fully sign this bill into law, then the country must look at how the funding gap can be addressed going forward. The ministry also thinks they will look at engaging the IMF on the other alternative credible sources of funding. They also want the Ghana Revenue Authority to embark on a vigorous revenue mobilization drive focusing on implementation of approved measures as well as compliance. There are also proposals that government should consider possible expenditure rationalization to accommodate the shocks from the potential withdrawal of the resources and leverage on the Ghana Beyond Aid.
A Business Desk report. Now, the Private Enterprise Federation is recommending a well-structured tax system for the business community, especially the micro, small and medium enterprise sector. This follows a research findings by the Federation which showed that challenges faced by businesses in tax compliance can be dealt with through a well-structured tax tier system. Here's Chief Executive for the Federation, Anase Bonso.
What we wanted to do, and the study has shown that if we stagger, if you spread the taxes on their income, say if you make 10,000, you pay 1%. If you make 20,000, you pay 3%. You make 50,000, you pay about 7%. Then it allows them room to accumulate. Why do people do business? They do business because they want to keep the majority of the money to themselves. They don't go do business because they want to pay taxes. So if you allow them room to get the money that they make from their business to grow their business to the level, they will voluntarily be able to pay their taxes.
Anase Bonso is the chief executive for the Private Enterprise Federation speaking there. Away from that, business organizations and entrepreneurs have been urged to invest in corporate social responsibility projects as a way of empowering communities that support the operations. According to entrepreneur Nyamiji Dime, fostering CSR is critical to achieving the vision of creating a middle-income economy by 2030. She spoke to Joy Business after she donated to Nyamidia Children's Home as part of her 60th birthday celebration.
Once you're giving that seed to sow, it must germinate and grow and touch other lives. And so if you're an entrepreneur, yes, you're making money, but that money is not just meant for you and your family. So I'm saying to you, in your workplace, there are SRCs you can do even for your staff. There are so many levels of philanthropist things you can do in your workplace.
To agri sector now, and government has called on farmers to support the second phase of its flagship program, the Planting for Food and Jobs. Speaking at an event dubbed Gathering of the Royals, Deputy Agri Minister Yao Frimpong Addo appealed to women and the youth to engage their traditional leaders for lands to enable them sign onto the program.
we are taking all of that to a warehouse so we can feed the factories, we can release them to the market when they are needed. But because you are not going to hustle to sell your things, we are going to ensure that there's an off-taker. So we are encouraging the youth, especially the women. Wherever you come from, you may have some land over there. Just go and see your queen mother or the chief in your village and go and register, and you will see the magic that will happen to you under the PFJ too.
Let's now go to the banking industry, and the managing director of Omnibusiness, Daniel Esiedu, has indicated that the bank will continue to engage its customers and staff through its quarterly health walk workout. The bank organized the first health walk for the year in Accra, bringing together some of its customers. Speaking to Joy Business after the exercise, Mr. Esiedu said the bank will always put its customers first.
Last year we did three. Our target is to do four every year, and so every quarter we'll do one. So this is for the first quarter. We are hoping to do another one next quarter, and then there'll be another one third quarter, and then the last one the fourth quarter. So hopefully we should do minimum 3 months before the end of the year. Thank you very much to Ghanaians for believing in us. Thank you very much to our stakeholders for embracing the brand. Without you, it wouldn't have been possible. But the assurance that we'll continue to improve on what we do.
Daniel Asiedu is the managing director of Omnibusiness Bank there. Now, the Development Bank Ghana has revealed plans to make 500 women-led businesses beneficiaries of the 1 billion cedis fund. Deputy Chief Executive Michael Mensamba emphasized the bank's commitment to supporting the growth and development of women entrepreneurs in the country.
The workshop brings together a number of stakeholders. We've got the Bank of Ghana here, we've got financial institutions here, we've got NGOs here who have come together, deliberate and come up with a plan or a solution which clearly articulates what are these barriers, and also be able to come up with concrete steps to be able to address these barriers to enable them to access the funding.
Michael Mensamba is Deputy Chief Executive of DBG. It's time for MoneyLab.
Hello, my name is Ohenua Amwafo Asante, Head of Client Service with Enterprise Insurance. Welcome once again to Money Lab. In our previous episodes, we treated motor insurance. Today, we are learning about fire insurance. A fire insurance policy covers physical damage to your buildings, equipment, stock, and other assets caused by fire and other allied perils, such as impact, earthquake, flood, etc. Some basic fire insurance policies include fire and allied perils policy, a home insurance policy, which will cover your home and its contents against fire and these perils, and an asset or risk policy. Due to the Insurance Act of 2021, all commercial properties are mandated to take fire commercial policies. You may therefore consider taking a fire insurance policy for your school, commercial building, shops, etc. Thank you for joining us for this episode. See you next time. Bye.
And that's how we end the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Talking about EcoBank, the EcoBank Salary Account is a special account designed for workers of all income brackets desirous of receiving their salaries through EcoBank. With the EcoBank Salary Account, you are guaranteed all the benefits of a normal savings or current account plus minimal. EcoBank Salary Account gives workers free life insurance cover of up to 10,000 cedis, 24/7 access to cash and e-banking services, internet and mobile banking services, high interest on savings, no minimum balance, ability to save through the EcoBank Save as You Spend, a unique feature that helps customers to save and invest. Remember, the insurance policy covers death, permanent or temporary disability, critical illness, hospitalization, retrenchment, and more. Savings or current account holders at EcoBank do not have to close the existing account to enjoy the numerous benefits of the EcoBank Salary Account. Just ask your brand to switch your existing account to the EcoBank Salary Account. Non-EcoBank account holders should approach any EcoBank branch and ask for the EcoBank Salary Account. Switch your salary account today and enjoy amazing benefits at EcoBank. Call EcoBank to 0800-003-225 whenever, wherever for further details. EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Thanks so much for your company. Ignition is next. Do enjoy.
This just in. This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.